Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Jez has been on off of Stratford saying, how's the sunburn? Yeah, I got a weird sunburn yesterday. It's gone right down today, so just now I'm my normal pecan colour. Normal. Becky's here.
Hello.
One that doesn't speak is here, although he nearly wasn't today, because he won Euromillions last night.
Did he? What on earth is he doing at work?
Well, no, he did it online. This has happened to a lot of people today. So you get this email from the lottery going, congratulations, we've got some exciting news for you. And then you go on, you're like, oh, how much have I got? How much have I got? £2.80, which is why he's still here today. But they shouldn't do that. Like, if you won the full, however many it was, 154 million, would they ring you, do you think? Or do you get the same email that you get for when you get £2.80?
Same email, I reckon.
I reckon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, you know, yesterday, Chris was on and he started with a paperclip and he's just trying to trade up and up and up and get a house eventually, like this guy did that he found on the internet. Mike, hello.
Hello.
Right, where are we at with this?
Say that again.
Where are we at? What have you got?
Yeah, well, Chris said he was looking to swap his headphones yesterday and there was a load of really rubbish suggestions coming through.
Yeah.
But then I've actually got a TV for him if he wants it.
So you're willing to swap his headphones for a television?
Yeah. Well, it's not the best of tellies, or, you know, but it's a telly, and it's only headphones, isn't it?
Is it black and white?
No, it's colour.
Does it have a remote?
Let me get back to you on that one. I'll have to do a bit of searching, but there is a remote.
Are you going to buy one of those all-in-one ones?
It's not got, like, a remote on a wire or something. It's actually, like, a regular remote somewhere.
Is it a flat-screen / LCD thing?
It's not, no. It's one of the ones that's deeper than it is wide. You know, it's 32 inches back.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. You couldn't
really
fit it on your wall, could you?
You could, but you probably need some kind of heavy-duty hanger thing.
Yeah, you need some reinforcement, otherwise the whole wall would crash down.
Just cut a hole in the wall and then put a shelf behind, like my friend did. He wanted, like, a flat screen, so he had, like... in his lounge, there was obviously the cupboard under the stairs, so he cut a hole in the wall between the cupboard under the stairs and the lounge and put the telly in behind.
Flat screen.
Flat screen.
Well, I mean, if he's got two pairs of headphones, I can maybe get a suitable wall hanger for it as well, if he wants to do that.
Superb. Well, I think he might be up for this. He'll probably text me any minute, because he's not here today, saying yes to the TV. I'm just waiting to hear.
Yeah, tell him to get in touch with me.
All right, Mike. Well, that's good. Thank you. And then, you know, from TV, next thing would be, I don't know, a house.
Yeah, as long as he's... I mean, I'm definitely up for it, as long as he's clean the headphones. I mean, I don't want any waxy headphones or anything like that.
No, no, they'll be clean. They'll be sent to you clean.
Fantastic. I'll get on dusting the telly when I get in, then.
He's still not been on, but I'll let you know, all right?
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has just rang my phone. Chris?
Yes?
What are you saying about the TV?
You say,
it's not a flat screen.
It's fine, I'll take it.
Just take it, right. It's a yes. See you later, Chris.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
I want to talk to you about this. There's a girl in our office, let's not say her name, and she says that her boyfriend is not romantic. She says it a lot. It's not that he's not lovely, because he is. I know him, and he's a very nice guy. But he just doesn't think to send flowers and stuff like that. What?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just that you... I'm just wondering how many boyfriends of girls in the office you know that well.
Because
me, there's only one.
Well, then there could be a couple.
Okay.
Anyway, so... Is that Chris again? Chris, I don't care. Stop. He's trying to text me about the bike. We've got the TV. We'll sort this out later, all right? God. Anyway, so she's like, oh, he never buys me anything. He never shows me an affection, but he's not a kind of PDA kind of guy. He doesn't do public displays of affection.
He's lovely.
Yeah, but, you know, he sometimes doesn't think. Some boys don't. Some boys do. Some boys are really good at doing that. Me. Some boys aren't.
Do you buy flowers for your girlfriends?
I have bought flowers for girls before. But you're saying that you need to say it to them before they do it.
You've bought flowers for their boyfriends.
You're saying that you need to go, can you buy me dinner, please? Can you buy me flowers, please?
No,
and then they'll do it.
Well, no, I think because my boyfriend's really good and he does buy me like flowers and stuff from, you know, just randomly as well as if I'm upset or stressed. But I think sometimes you have to actually say, I've had a really bad day. Can we go out for dinner? I don't think that they know automatically all the time.
So if I was your boo.
My what?
If you were my shorty.
Okay.
Right. You sometimes would say to me, Scott, buy me flowers. And that's my cue to buy you flowers. Should I just not think that anyway?
Well, yeah, if you're a really good boyfriend, but I think sometimes you have to tell them.
Hmm. Anyway, what this girl has done has sent herself flowers to her address.
I love it. I love it.
To make her boyfriend a bit jealous. What better way to make him think, oh, I better do something about this? He now thinks that she's got a secret admirer who is sending her flowers. So maybe he now thinks I should send some too. What did she put on the card?
That is an incredible idea, but if I was that boyfriend, I'd go, oh, he's doing it. Brilliant. I don't have to anymore.
Did she actually call up the florist herself and go, yes, can you just put two, whatever her name might be, you are great, from an admirer, kiss, kiss.
Love
I don't know.
It.
But I bet there's loads of other people that have sent themselves flowers. I bet we will get loads of texts now and loads of Facebook messages from people that have actually done this or other ways that they have made their blokes or girls jealous. I want to hear about it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Bryony's been on, bored, writing her dissertation in Sheffield, sent herself flowers a few years ago on Valentine's Day, worked a treat. Now she gets flowers after every long trip away, every birthday, every Valentine's, just because she sent herself some once.
Alan's been on. It's an amazing text. He says, the thing is, if my missus tried that, I just claim it and said I did it myself. Because then the only way she'd be able to call my bluff was to admit that she'd sent them. Be like, oh, yeah, there you go, love. And then she's good. Like, oh, she can't argue because she sent them herself. Love it.
Somebody else says that you don't even have to go through the whole thing of getting the flowers. Just put on Facebook, someone's bought me flowers. No expense. Still has the same effect.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Scott Mills, hello. Hope you're right this afternoon. All right. It's time for the Press One game. Now, celebrities, they love a bit of free stuff. You know that. Now, the thing is, I've heard this. I don't know, but I've heard that if you are a famous, you get paid loads, but then everyone sends you stuff for free as well. So actually, you don't pay for much, even though you've got money.
Hashtag winning.
Hashtag winning. But how much do celebrities love their free stuff? We put this to the test again today. You can get some Scott Mills points out of this if you want. Which of these two particular celebrities will want to claim their free stuff? What we got is Lawrence, the computer voice, to call them and tell them that they've won something. Then they have to press one. So they've got to press one. But who will press one to collect their free stuff? First one, Denise Welch, off of Loose Women and ice skating for a little bit. Now, if Lawrence called up offering her loads of free stuff, would Denise Welch press one or not? For 10 Scott Mills points, 50-50 chance of getting it right.
I think yes, she would.
I think yes if it was wine.
Does it involve wine or boys?
I can't tell you that. What are you going to go, yes?
I'm still going to say yes.
She's going to press one.
If it's wine or men, yes.
Let's find out.
Hello?
Congratulations. You have won 7 minutes in a hot tub with CeeLo Green.
Who is it?
You will receive a complimentary glass of bubbly and a silk rope for you and CeeLo to relax in afterwards.
Shut up. Who is it?
Press one now to claim this prize.
Yeah? Yeah, what?
Denise?
Yes?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Oh, shut up.
How are you?
I just pressed one.
Yeah, you've won a 7 minutes in a hot tub with CeeLo Green.
Is there room? I'm just dressed as Thelma of Thelma and Louise.
Why?
As we speak. Because I'm doing a photo shoot with Colleen, and it's the 20th anniversary. But instead of looking like her, I look like Brian May from Queen.
Okay, good. Right, so that's her weird life. So she's dressed as one of Thelma off of Thelma and Louise, but looks like Brian May from Queen. She's with Colleen Nolan.
He's the one with the hook hair, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Like a really massive barnet.
So much hair. I had to sit behind him once at a gig. Couldn't see a thing.
Oh, no.
Couldn't see a thing.
Had a discount.
And his frizzy-haired wife.
They should have sold that seat as restricted view.
They should.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of being behind a pillar.
It is.
Isn't it? That was useless to me, that seat. Couldn't see a flipping thing. Right, so you were right, it did involve...
Of course she was going to say yes, that involved bubbly and a man.
I hate that word so much.
It's nice how Lawrence says it.
I don't like it.
Have you got that clip of him?
Hang on, let me find it.
Oh, it's just the annoying way he says it, it's even more
bubbly.
Gross.
Hang on, I think I found it, hang on.
You will receive a complimentary glass of bubbly and a silk robe.
I hate the word bubbly, especially when it's used with champagne, to mean champagne. Okay, next celeb, are they going to press one or not? Sarah Cox. Yes, if it's food.
Are you offering her CeeLo again?
It's a different prize.
I am going to say yes.
You're going to say yes? So she is going to press one?
Yes, she is.
All right. Let's find out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
Hi.
You've won a VIP trip to Ben Tony Costa Land.
Hello?
You'll go to Anthony from Blue's new theme park near Newport Pagnell. Thrill as you ride the fly-by roller coaster. Scream as you sail down the One Love Rapids. It's like the London Eye, but smaller, and in Newport Pagnell. To claim your VIP day at Anthony Costa World, press one.
Go on.
Hooray, Sarah Cox! Scott Mills! You're going to Anthony Costa World, the new Anthony Costa off of Blue-based theme park.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you got plenty of cash points there?
Yeah, there's like rapids.
That's so horrible. I'm never going on a flume again.
Love it that you pressed one. So yes, Sarah Cox and Denise Welsh both pressed one. I love the idea of Anthony Costa World. I would go, would you?
Not on the rapids, no.
Not so much on the rapids, but...
It's like the London Eye, but smaller... And in Newport Pagnell.
I want to go on the fly-by roller coaster thing.
Thrill as you ride the fly-by roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, that was good for you. 20 Scott Mills points there. If you said yes to both of those on the Press One game, give yourself the same.
Podcast.
Lou has been on. Bex and Carl. Oh, no, that's not right. Carl and Lou, who love you, and Bex, that's me and you. Saying, can you get Lawrence the Computer to do the moon face insult again about you? Because it cracked us up last time.
I am sick of seeing your fat moon face get off my TV.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I think we should get some Dear Scott action on the go for tomorrow. It's nearly Thursday already. So that's the day that we get your messages read out by the PR4L. This week, it's the PR4M. Where's she slacked off to?
Amsterdam this week.
Seriously, she's never in the UK.
Well, she's been living in Paris for a while.
I know she goes to her chateau in the summer in gay Paris.
And now she's gone to her Amsterdam cafe for a week. And then hopefully back next week.
Does she own an Amsterdam cafe as well?
I don't think she owns it. I think she just likes to hang out there.
Oh, right. I think I might have been there myself, actually.
So while she's in Amsterdam, it's best not to get her to do the Dear Scots.
Yeah, all right.
Let her have a week off.
I hear you. Mm. So tomorrow, it's the PR4M, the Posh Radio 4 man, reading out the stuff that you've been saying. Now, we had some good ones recently, including the one, my favourite, the other one was the other day, the gas hob one.
Oh, that was brilliant.
That really sparked a massive Facebook debate on our Facebook pages and also on the text.
I didn't think that that would cause so much stress. You see, mine is, basically the question was, what is your favourite gas hob? And I said, back right.
Yeah.
Yours was?
Back right.
And Chris's was back right as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people were front left.
I know.
And I don't understand it, because on mine, back
I would
right.
always back right.
But the one that doesn't speak, you are a back right.
Yep, see?
This is brilliant.
That's the kind of stuff that we find out from you that we'd never have known on Dear Scott. I am left-handed, yeah, but I'm still back right.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
No, it's fine. I've always been back right. And always, obviously, been left-handed. Anything else you've got to say to us on Dear Scott? It's that kind of really interesting...
mundane.
...deep stuff that we're looking for. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It can be something that's happened, something random that's happened on a night out with you and your mates. It can be something that you've noticed on the show.
Advice.
It can be advice to us. It can be questions. It can be absolutely anything.
And not advice for us, but if you want advice.
Yeah.
We could give us advice if you want.
Yeah. Get off the radio.
That could be asking for all sorts of trouble.
Send an email, because we need these today. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott in the subject, and whatever it is, within reason, the PR4M will read them out tomorrow on this show on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. I like you coming in on a Wednesday.
I like being here.
It's becoming quite a regular thing, apart from last week when you couldn't make it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it irregular. I think that's the best way, come in and surprise you.
Keep us on our toes.
That's right. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm just enjoying all the minty treats that you've got in the studio today. Mm. You've got chewing gum, you've got these little ones in a packet that are only 2 calories.
That's right.
Just some raw mint leaves as well, which I noticed have been the ones that you've gone for.
Yeah, we've just started growing them in our herb garden.
So it smells like... have you ever tried that minty shower gel?
Oh, I saw you tweet about this.
I've gotten into that recently,
day.
And when I say into it, in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has a sort
you can put
of
it everywhere.
Factor. You can, I mean, you genuinely can put it everywhere. Externally, internally, it's. that stuff is mind blowing.
Something else, isn't it?
Mm.
Right, so we'll talk about your show in a minute, which is tonight. I'm particularly interested in the Scouting for Girls feature.
Ah.
We'll get on to this. But next, we're going to have a little visit to Stupid Street. You up for playing this?
Yeah, of course.
We've been on the street today of Stupid, and they are on such good form. I've not heard them this good for some time.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So, Becky's here, Matt Edmondson is here.
Hello.
And we are going to do a bit of Stupid Street. Now, it's tea in the park this weekend. So many ways to enjoy it all across the BBC. You can hear it on Radio 1 all over the weekend. You can get it on the bbc.co.uk/tea in the park website, or you can get it on BBC 3. Edith and Reggie are going to have loads of live music. I always say live sets, and then it always sounds a bit horrible.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with live music all weekend on BBC 3 and also on Radio 1.
If they have to fill, I mean, who's to say that won't happen?
I know. Exactly. That's what Reggie and Fern should have done when they were waiting for Lady Gaga.
You reckon so?
I think so.
Watching on.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we've been on Stupid Street, and we've asked them, in honour of Tea in the Park, who is the greatest Scottish person ever? I mean, you've got your William Wallace, you've got,
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, you've got Robert Burns.
John Logie Baird.
Off of TVs?
Yep.
He was Scottish. But remember, this isn't us saying this. This is the people of Stupid Street. I'll give you and Becky 3 guesses. If any of them are in there, you can have... how many points? 10 points. Okay. So 3 guesses. Greatest Scottish person ever, according to Stupid Street.
Ali McCoist.
All right, good, yeah. Got
one. Are we having 3 each?
3 each.
I'm going to say Robert Burns.
Hmm.
William Wallace for definite, and also wild card, but if I don't say it, she'll hate me, my stepmom. She's from Glasgow.
That's a very wild card, that one.
Yeah, I don't, are you
Becky's
sure?
Becky's stepmom, because okay. My stepmom doesn't count, so it's Becky's
stepmom.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, your other 2 guesses, please.
Lorraine Kelly.
Is a good one.
She's very popular.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. I don't think Logie Baird will be in there.
Right.
Michelle McManus is too vague.
Mm.
Edith Bowman.
So you're going for Ali McCoist, Lorraine Kelly and Edith Bowman.
The 3 best Scots.
Ever.
Yeah.
Becky says Robert Burns, William Wallace and Becky's stepmum. Let's find out. Who does Stupid Street think is the greatest Scottish person ever?
Who's the greatest Scottish person ever?
He's got
be that one in the film. Who's the one in the film that says you can take out whatever's, but you can't take out whatever? And he's shouting.
Oh,
and
the guy with the monkey.
Does he have a monkey? Where's the monkey?
Who do you think is the greatest Scottish person?
That bloke out of what's that bloke's name in Braveheart? He's Scottish, isn't he?
Yeah.
Top bloke.
What's his name?
Andy Murray.
Well, I like a lot of Scottish people. I like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, oh my God.
He's the most best-looking guy, isn't he?
And he had no monkey either.
Who else Scottish is there?
I don't think there is, really.
No,
nobody stands out.
Who is the greatest Scottish person ever?
Ooh. I know, yeah.
Yeah?
You ready? Are you recording?
Yeah.
Right. He's an actor. He's a wicked actor. I think he's the best Scottish person ever. Pete, I think, was Pete Postlewaite, was he from Scotland?
I just wanted to know who you think the greatest Scottish person is.
Kevin Jenkins.
No.
Wasn't Braveheart Scottish?
Actually, he's fit, I know that.
David Tennant.
I don't know any Scottish people.
David Tennant.
Other than him.
David Tennant. Definitely David Tennant.
Yeah, how about you?
Might have to agree.
He's the greatest Scottish person ever.
I was about to say Frankie Boyle, but then I remembered I don't like him anymore.
Oh. He's the greatest Scottish person ever.
Gerard Butler.
Fit. One of my mates is Scottish. Zimmy.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So none of you got any that were in
there. I can't believe I forgot Andy Murray. That is so bad.
Andy Murray is good, isn't he? He'd be up there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's got to be that one in the film. Who's the one in the film that says you can take out whatever's, but you can't take out whatever? And he's shouting.
Oh,
and
the guy with the monkey.
Does he have a monkey? Where's the monkey?
You can take our whatever's. But you can't take our whatever's.
I like it. A lot of people said, I bet they will say Mel Gibson as the greatest Scottish person ever. Thank you very much. No points there for you. But if you said any of the people that were in there on Stupid Street as greatest Scottish person ever, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Well rewarded. Matt Edmondson, tonight's show, 9 o'clock. Scouting for Girls are on, right?
Yeah, they are. They're everywhere at the moment. They've come in and I'm finally teaching them to write a good song. Because you know me, I've got a long history of writing pop songs.
Yeah.
They came in, they came for some help. I had a couple of minutes spare. And they said, we need to write a hit.
The thing is for Scouting for Girls, like, they've had a few hits, but they think they know it all now.
Mm.
And obviously you showed them the way.
Yeah, I've made them sort of turn their traditional thinking on its head a bit. Because they write songs about love and about nice things. And actually what I think they need is a little bit of aggression to go a bit grungier. So we've written a song about the things that they dislike and the naughty things that they do. And it's a new sound for them.
Excellent. Okay. And probably we'll learn a lot about Scouting for Girls that we didn't know before.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Anything else?
What else on the show? I have been, for a long time, I listen to a show a lot, right? And one of the things I love is that you're able to succinctly explain what's been going on in your week and then end it on a little punchline straight into a record.
Yes.
Now, I have been trying this for a number of weeks.
Right.
With generally anecdotes about Alan Sugar. Now, I've got one this week, and I think I'm going to nail it, all right? So far, they've not gone well,
right,
but I think I've got the killer out. So you'll get to hear a funny story, I'll say a little gag, and then into a record. It's going to be amazing.
All right. So this is a new thing for you, that whole kind of saying, like a small bit.
Small story, and then funny out, yeah, into a record. Yeah, right, I've been trying that for 14 weeks. I've been trying to get it, and haven't come close.
All right, well, good luck with that tonight.
Thanks ever so much.
Matt Edmondson on Radio 1 tonight from 9 o'clock. Thanks, Matt.
The podcast is available now as well.
Is it? Where can they get that?
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1 or one of those fruit-based music stores.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at BBC.co.uk/Radio 1.